You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
I really have not had a chance. We're here since 2 o'clock, and I have not gotten to catch up on the big news today out of California was that Rob Reiner was and his wife apparently murdered. And the last thing I saw was basically it might have been by their son. Again, I was just reading headlines because we were had all the guests coming through here. But that's the drive. Right now, that's the first thing I'm going to go Google when I leave here to see what's happening there. And I'll be waiting to hear if Rob Taylor has anything to say about that as well. But while we are waiting for our next guest to come into the studio, because as you hear, traffic's a little bit of a mess. And I don't know why. Is it everybody getting ready to go down to the big game tonight? Monday Night Football is on. But I saw the pride of Beaver County, Rob Pratt, walking by, and I wanted to let you know that one of the folks, you know, Beaver County, sometimes we think, unless Rob's here, we sort of like second guess Beaver County, but it literally is part of the Pittsburgh suburban area. And today they announced the Beaver County Hall of Fame announced Shane Douglas, wrestler from the Beaver County area, who I believe knows Rob and knows Bubba from our sister station, 100.7 Star. And Bubba said earlier, wrestled him 20 or 25 times. But Shane Douglas is going into the Beaver County Hall of Fame. Never knew this story. I knew of Shane Douglas as a wrestler and just never really knew that he was a school teacher from the Beaver County area. And the story that we've heard, credit to Ned Rolsma for this story, is that Shane Douglas, real name, would go in as a teacher, teach all in high school, I believe, all week long, get on transportation, whether it's plane, train, or automobile or bus, go out for the weekend, wrestle, catch the red eye, red ride, whatever it is, home, and then get up and go to school after wrestling all weekend and go teach school. And just had a chance to meet Shane Douglas the other day at Mancini's Bakery, where he made a little bread with Nick Mancini Hartner, and Nick Mancini made his logo and everything, and it was Shane Douglas and Francine the Queen, I think it is. Anyways, going into the Beaver County Hall of Fame, we're going to have to see if we can get Rob in here before the 6 o'clock hour to see if Rob knows of that, because Ned Rolsma, also Beaver County native, he bills himself over there, I Am 7 Feet, out there on Instagram. He's the 7 foot, 400-pound actor from Aliquippa who was on, I think it's 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother. Anyway, so congratulations to wrestler Shane Douglas, local guy, going into the Beaver County Hall of Fame. So, kind of to wrap up what we were talking about earlier is that the EMS thing, again, it's been part of my life for many, many years. And, you know, my gripe has always been there. You know, we know when CPR week, we know when all these other weeks are. And National EMS Week is literally national. And it is the third week of May. It follows National Nurse Week. And so, the weird thing is that if you ask anybody out on the street, not only do they not typically know the name of their ambulance service, as Greg and Eric had talked about, they typically don't even know that there is a National EMS Week. And you say, well, what should I do, John, for National EMS Week? Well, I don't know, but a thank you would be good. Or if you see them standing in line, you know, getting a coffee, a donut, a sandwich, maybe you say, hey, happy National EMS Week. And they might look at you sideways because nobody knows it. I always classify it as, it's like it's your birthday and nobody knows it's your birthday, so you throw your own birthday party. Hospitals that know EMS, EMS agencies, they provide cookouts and parties, not parties, but refreshments, and do something extra special to recognize their staff that work on the ambulance, EMTs, paramedics, other first responders. And so it's weird that the ambulance service has to go do that for their staff when you turn around and say, well, wait, why is the community saying thanks? It's just because most of it we don't know. And we don't know who to thank. As we talked to Greg and Eric earlier, they don't know who is their local ambulance service. And as a matter of fact, even when they show up, if the name's on the side of the vehicle, maybe they recognize, oh, that's us. Or maybe it's somebody responding in another community and they really don't know who the ambulance service is in their community. So they don't know who to go support. They don't know who to go stop. Whose station should I stop by to see if maybe my kid would like to see inside the back of an ambulance and say, maybe this could be a career for me. You know, and that's really how it all started. For me, I walked up to the local ambulance service and used to watch that old show Emergency, which really dates me, and said, how do I become this EMT paramedic? It's not a career for everybody. It is odd hours. It is interesting situations, but I can tell you that in my career, it's never been more rewarding than some of the stories. Certainly, as an EMS person, you see lots of tragedies. And one of the things I always like to tell everybody is that if you are thanking your local EMS provider, professional, you don't have to call them a hero, because that's really, yes, I do believe there's some of that, but you know, it's a lot of pressure. Not every outcome is a saved outcome, and not every outcome is a saved life, but every outcome was completed with compassion. And so that's really what we're asking for, is can we have compassionate people in our daily lives that can help us when we're having the worst day of our lives? All right, so thanks for everybody. We're going to talk about the pop-up black market coming up next.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.